SatireAndJermaine@gmail.com. And we have a Patreon. We have the Tic Tac Crew for $20. We have the Tic Tac Crew for $5. The Slim Thick for $10. And the VIP Plus. Just go to Patreon and search the Art of Sexuality. I'm Jermaine Glenda.
I'm Thomas Simon.
In this episode, we're going to discuss open relationships versus closed relationships. How do you feel about open relationships, Tyra?
Why are you saying it like that? Just kidding. But, so I am currently in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. Me and my, boyfriend, we, live in two different states.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that doesn't always mean people who don't live exactly in the same place need to be in an open relationship. But for us, that works. There's really no jealousy there. Because, like I said, for me, it's why should either one of us go without?
Yeah.
And we only see each other every so often.
I mean, I understand that. I've always understood the idea of open relationships. Like, the more the progressive in me agrees with people having it, I'm just not about that.
Well, you are more old school in that way.
No, it's not that I'm old school. I just don't believe in, I believe in monogamy for myself. I don't want to share you with anyone else. If I share you, then I would have to want to kill you. Because if you allow yourself to touch anyone else, that means diseases. I'm not doing that. I want to get to the point where we're not using condoms anymore. I want to get to the point where you say, I have your last name, you have my last name. I want kids. I want happiness. I want you to be my forever person. So for my forever person, if I'm taking you serious with dating, then I'm taking you fully. So if I take you on, then I'm taking you completely on as a person. Even though what I have currently is a long distance, I seriously want him to be my person. But if it is working with him, that's all I want. My goal is marriage.
Okay, so question.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is your person,
mm-hmm.
I know it's a little personal, but anyway, y'all still use condoms?
We personally do not use condoms because okay. I don't think neither one of us have sex with nobody else. But if it was anyone else, I would always wear condoms. Okay. Say if I was in an open relationship, everybody have a condom.
So no, we don't play that. So we always use condoms when we are with other people.
Do you get tested more often?
Yes, because I'm on PrEP, so.
Yeah, I'm not on PrEP. Yeah. That's also another reason why I don't want to be in a relationship. That's me in the free clinic, and me going to a whole, like, now having a thought process. It's weird to tell people this. Having sex is fun, and you have sex, to me, being very sexually explicit about yourself and having your fun times, your days of being wild, your sexual openness, cool. But the consequences of it is that you and multiple people aren't all the same, aren't always safe. So you can always get some type of STI. And mm-hmm. me having an STI is just not part of my damn ministry. If it occurs, we'll clear shit the fuck up. But I have...
You would? Wait, repeat that.
We'll clear that shit the fuck up.
Yeah.
But I'm not blaming you or blaming any partner prior for it. But, like I said, it's hard. It is hard to have long-distance relationships, but at the same time, I mean, what I'm doing in my career is not easy for anyone. So it will be long-distance to short-distance, long-distance, short-distance as a career path that I have. So, like, I'll be gone pretty much once my career takes off with my comedy. It's already happening, but once my stand-up becomes, like, a role comic, I will be gone, like, a lot. And barely home, like, once a week. So imagine me doing that all the time to that same person. So it's weird. I'm asking a lot of a person to be with me.
Yeah. Well, like I said, with me and my, person, like I said, I guess, well, even when we weren't officially dating, we still would, like, talk about, like,
Other people? Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for us, it was just kind of a no-brainer. Like, I'm in North Carolina, you're in Virginia.
Yes.
So, yeah, when we're together, we have fun together, or we can invite another person in. Or, like I said, when we're not together, we can just be open about who we're with.
Since you're in an open relationship, do y'all ever discuss sexual partners?
Yes.
Okay, so there's other rules to your relationship? Where is it like, we can't do this, but not this?
No, like, we are on the same page where we look what we are involved with each other on a romantic and on a relationship type way, but no one else.
Okay.
So these people that we have fun with are just for fun.
Yeah, but like, I'm a very intimate person. So like, for me personally, I love kissing. Love kissing, I love making out, I love touching someone's body, I love looking someone all over. I like, if I like that person, everything about that person is sexy to me. There's be the weirdest shit that will turn me on. You be just doing some normal ass shit and I be like, oh my god, it's just so damn sexy. That's just how, like, I'm a very one-track mind to a person. I'm not gonna lie, it's what I do is very unhealthy. But I just naturally have a natural attachment issue. So like, when I attach to one person, that particular person's all I need. And then the thing is, I'm adding a lot. I feel like whoever I end up with, I'm adding a lot to your life. I feel like I'm a very encouraging person. And I'm also a person that also likes to make sure that you're going for what you want to go for. I'm very open. You tell me everything, because if we're going to do this for a long haul, you have to tell me everything. I have to be your person. I have to be your best friend. So, like, I get the idea of open. Like, I like having an open mindset in a close relationship, but that you are honest with me about all your thoughts, about you having, like, desires of someone else. I mean, I may still want to stab you, but I have issues with you.
Yeah, I see.
But what I'm saying is, I just, for me personally, I like the essence of a man. It's everything about a man that turns me on. So a particular person, for me, if you make me laugh or you can hold a conversation, that's a lot that I'm allowing in my world. Because most people, for me, are boring. And
they... Well, the other people that you found boring, you're not necessarily trying to be in a relationship with.
No, it's not so much... Okay, so like, I did a series of dating. So it took a long time to get this particular person. Before that person, I was on serious dating. I was, and then you have to keep my interest. I have to want to pursue you. And if something about you have a lull where I don't care about you, or I do a count of days where in a few days you won't exist in my life, or that, oh my god, like, you disappeared. Yeah. Oh, like, you appeared. You disappeared. Oh my god, you're a magician. You got that magic, got that voodoo. Whatever. I don't want you no more. And if it gets to the point where I look at you and just be blinking and waking like, oh my god, you still exist? Or you don't have no substance in within you. Some people aren't necessarily boring. It's just they don't see nothing value in their lives. Or they don't really know what to talk about. Or they're not that, like, devotion and conversation.
Well, when you say, like, people disappearing, well, obviously they're not bringing substance into your life because they are not actively trying to make an effort to be in your life.
It's not so much about effort. Some people can bring effort, and it's a difference. So, like, if I have a conversation with you, there's a lull.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you talk to people, and they're just like,
and it's trash. If there's a big wall against you, or if I feel like I'm carrying a conversation, no. If I can make you laugh, that's one thing. If I'm the glue of this whole scenario, if you disappear, if I can replace you with someone else, no.
Right.
You didn't matter. If you make me think, that turns me on. If you make me want to be a better person, if you make me strive for more excellence on my path, if you understand who I am as a person, if you see what I'm doing and knowledge, you'd be tired. You'd even say, hey, have you eaten? That shit turns me on. Or even saying, hey, you ain't got to buy me nothing. Just your presence is enough. That's good. That's what's so good about, like, a particular person. When you find your person, it's a thing. And I agree, open relationships make sense. Because there was one particular time where a guy was asking me to be a part of his harem of people.
Oh, no.
And
I was... Okay, let me... Sorry to cut you off. Let me make that clear. We are not that type of couple. We are not, oh, let's bring other people into a relationship. Let's make some people like, no.
No, you're in an open relationship. You're not in a poly relationship.
No, but some open relationships...
are poly?
Yeah, and that's not what this is.
So being in a poly relationship, we were going to have an episode particularly for this, but we didn't do it yet. We may discuss it farther. So, some people have a three-man relationship, like having a trouble, like a three people in one relationship, and some people find it very beautiful, some people don't. Tyron is saying that, hey, me and you, sometimes we in different states.
Well, yeah, you Tyron gotta speak for himself.
Huh?
Tyron just speak
no, for what himself. I'm saying, I'm just making sure you understand. Yeah. People understand, like, what I was asked of was to be a part of a poly community.
Oh, no.
And what you're going for is
my relationship is strictly we're together, but we fuck other people. We're not bringing Tommy Joe from down the road, and we're not going to bring him into relationship, and we're going to live together. So, no, absolutely not.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. He was interesting. He was really attractive. But I'm just like, how many is it of us? 20? Oh, no, no.
No, was it really 20?
It was multiple of people.
Oh, fuck no.
I mean, personally, he was cute. I get it. But would I? No.
Okay.
It's weird to tell people, like, I have people in my past that I probably had community dick or community ass.
Okay, but that's one thing to... date him, but he wants to bring you into other people with other people that you may not like. That you,
but see, with the poly relationship, it's very like touch and go because of different things. So, a lot of them are mostly multiple people are bisexuals, and within this particular scenario, it's more like everyone's gay, and he was going to have sex with me, and we were in our own relationship, and he probably was going to do that with other people and do that. So, it's kind of like having a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth wife. But men.
Yeah, but...
polyamory is really funny.
But also, you would have to be involved with those other people. So
not necessarily.
You at least have to meet them.
Some people will meet them, some people wouldn't. So, like, I've slept... my second person I had sex with was a married man. Mm-hmm. But why? I didn't know who was married to afterwards. And there's some people that may have been.
But we discussed our boundaries with this married man.
But like, person speaking, like, it did fuck with me for a long period of time. But being the other person may not really bother some people necessarily. Like, we just fucking. It's not my fault that you fucking me. You go fuck someone else. As long as I don't get attached to you, we good.
Well, that's how I felt about that guy that I was, that married guy that told you I was fucking last summer.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing is like, okay, you told me after the fact that you were married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my whole thing is, if you keep coming back, that's on you.
Yeah.
I'm just here for sex.
I mean, personally speaking, I don't like the fact that someone's married. It's more, like, if I even see someone that's attractive on screen, once I hear they're married, I just get so pissed off. You can be gay, you can be straight up. I could turn you. I can do it. Jokingly. But like, married, you took a vow. No. And I ain't cheating on your person? Not for me.
I mean, yeah.
If you're an open marriage, I gather that's what's up. I just never could be me. Cause like, think about all the things we done to get to women. We're women a story together. So like, I'm open-minded to all his journey and what he wants to do and all his goals. And I'm one of the things about being in long distances, encouraging or figuring out a way to communicate and figuring out that that's hard. It's the hardest thing for me. It's not so much communication, but to be an introvert with dealing and dating someone that is more introverted, where they just are, you know, in their own world and they're happy. Blending worlds is a lot.
Well, I did tell you about, I was not really in a poly relationship, but I guess this kind of counts. Actually, almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
So, I was dating a guy,
mm-hmm.
and he was married to a woman.
Okay.
But it was an open marriage.
Yes.
So I met his wife.
Mm-hmm.
She was real nice. We're also friends on Facebook. So she had a girlfriend.
Okay.
And her husband had me.
Oh, that's sweet.
So, but what didn't really work out for me is that knowing that I wanted to be married, he was already married, that would never happen.
So being the other person wasn't your role.
Well, not really the other person. I mean.
Yes, that's the role.
No, not for me.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not your, being the other person wasn't for you.
No. Okay, so basically, it's not really about being the other person. They were in a quote unquote hetero relationship, but they both had other partners.
Yes.
And my whole thing is, I couldn't see myself dating this person 5 years down the road and not being married to them.
So what I'm saying back is.
But like, no, let me finish.
Okay.
And also, he was older.
Mm-hmm.
And he already had the, he had grandkids. So, this person was not looking to start all over to have another child, which I had to look at, take a step back and look at and say, is this really what I want? I want to be married.
Okay.
I don't want to just be in a relationship for 5 years and never able to get married because, you know, unfortunately, in the U.S., you can only marry one person.
Not necessarily. You can. So, like, a lot of the thing is.
No, that will be recognized.
I mean, but being married is so bullshit. So, most people get married. I'm not going to lie to most. Every now and then, I want to have a spiritual marriage. I watch one show the wrong way, and it messed me up for life. So, I personally do think if I found a person and if me and that particular person were cool, and we added a third person, or like they said, hey, I just don't want to have sex no more, and I need you to find a third. Go find your third. Find the third, and you can marry them. And I'm like, cool. And they're like, but I'm first. Everything I do first. So you have a second marriage. And that person, you have your fun. They may stay, they may not stay. Well, if you the first person, second person. It's just some people have that where having multiple marriage works.
Okay,
polyamory.
But I know what I'm saying for in the U.S.
Yes,
most of the time, only one marriage is going to be recognized by law.
It's recognized by law. But that's not necessarily Muslim.
I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the U.S. Okay. I'm talking about by law.
Okay.
Only one of those marriages is going to get recognized. And if you dare decide to marry another person, your ass is going to jail.
Yeah, but I mean, my heart of the story is if you know this as a thing, if you really love that person, you'll marry them. And you just have it as a spiritual marriage.
Absolutely not. I'm not looking for that. Wow. So
I mean, that's not a part of your ministry. It just sounded like you didn't want to be the other person. You want to be the main person.
No, I want to be. I want to be in a marriage recognized
by
U.S. government.
So you would have dated that. You would have stayed in a relationship if that person divorced his wife at that moment. Then divorced his wife and then stayed with her and then married you.
No, because. Like I said, the whole kids would have played a factor too. So,
all these negative, these things. I do think my path is different than most. some guys, I'm real Southern, so like my whole thing is like goals, marriage. So like being with someone, it will take its time to get married. It takes 2 or 3 years, 4 or 5 years. It could be up to 10 years to like get on the same page where you're like, we should get married. And not when I get older, but we really love each other, like each other. I love you, you love me, that stuff. It takes so much time to do that, and then you have to add kids along. And then you have to add, like, okay, homes. Do we want multiple homes? Do we want multiple things? Do we want kids? We want animals before children? Do we want children before kids?
And that's why I'm saying this person that I was seeing, he had already lived that life. He had this wasn't even his first marriage.
I understand that. What I'm saying to you is like, so for yourself in your open relationship, do you and your particular person that you are with now, y'all want children, or is that something that?
Well, we will discuss this after we come back from break.
Okay. And we're back. Last we left off, I asked Simon, this is him and his current beau. Do they want children?
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. I used to think I want 3 children.
3?
Yeah, 3.
Why 3?
I don't know. But now that a family friend of mine, she has a child, and I've helped that child and interacted with that child, and I have other friends with child with children, I'll be doing good if I make it through 1. So,
I mean, okay, it's like, this is about open and close relationships. Morris' story was, did y'all discuss kids?
Yeah, no, but let me just finish it out.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to a parenting thing. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, what I'm saying is, my partner has expressed to me that he does not want kids. And he has never wanted kids. Which I do know that people's opinion can change and stuff like that. And I'm not nearly ready for a child. Like, I don't see me having a kid until I'm like in my
years. Okay.
30s.
Okay, so. You're not that far. You got 4 more years. So
no, like I'm talking about like not just like 30 years old. Like I'm talking about like 34 maybe. So yeah.
What I'm saying, so when you hear someone say that they don't want children, does that give you like, oh, this relationship may expire?
No, not at first. Because like I said, people do change their mind. There is a friend that I had throughout school. She's always said she never wanted kids, never, or nothing like that. She currently has a child, and she was like, this is the best decision I've ever made in my life.
But the thing is, she be fucking. So, like, if she's straight.
No, she's married. She's married.
Okay, they be fucking. So, a baby is going to pop up eventually.
No, because they were careful. But my whole thing is, not only did she say she did not want kids.
Mm-hmm.
She was told that
she can have children.
Well, I don't want to spill all her business, but basically, her organs were not working right and would not
harvest a child properly.
I mean, it wouldn't have been impossible, but it would have been very hard for her.
So, did she have a difficult pregnancy?
For the most part, no. So, like, she was just so in shock because, like I said, she was told that when she was, like, 17.
Yeah, but see, what people don't understand is, like, doctors have said that at 17, and, like, if y'all were on the same age now, she's 24 to 26?
No, she's 26.
Okay, I'll just give you the fun part. So, like, a lot of stuff changes with people over those years, and women bodies develop faster, but you're not fully developed until 25. So at 17, it's not what's going to harvest a baby compared to like a 24-year-old. Yes.
Actually, no. You are more likely to have a child.
Successfully, yes.
No. You're more likely to have a child the younger you are versus the older you are.
What I'm saying to you is people's body development is at a certain age, at 25. Like, your brain isn't fully developed until, like, 25.
Yeah, your 25, brain, 28. But not your body.
But your body can also develop changes as well. And also, there's a lot of sciences that change in the last years that she now has a baby.
Yeah, well, see, it wasn't even like they were trying to have kids.
That's my whole point.
That's what I'm saying. She was literally one of those people who said, okay, well, kids may not be in my cards. So she told her husband, she was like, I may not be able to have kids. And it kind of was a sore spot in the relationship for a while, but they decided to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And they had been married for like 2 years. Then she found out when she found out after 2 years of marriage, like literally this is right after their anniversary, that she was 2 months pregnant.
All right, cool. So what I'm saying to you is with her, naturally her body can produce a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So us producing babies is not really out of the question, but out of the question. And you're with a person that's older, and most older people are more set in their ways.
Yeah.
This isn't a natural, this isn't something that he'll bend to.
Yeah, but like I said,
you cross the bridge when you were.
Yeah, we cross that bridge when we get there. But my whole thing about it is, like, for instance, if you would ask me 2 years ago how many kids I wanted, I would have told you 3. Today, I'm going to tell you 1.
Okay, but that whole thing may change over time, too, with children. So it's like, your wish man is your age now.
Mm-hmm. I'm 30. No, but listen. This has been my whole life. Like, literally, when I start thought about my future and stuff like that, I've always said up until this year that I've wanted 3 kids.
Okay. So, in an open relationship is what I was kind of going with. Asking this. Would you still be in an open relationship, like open marriage? Would you have an open marriage?
Yeah, because my
with every person, or with this particular partner,
with this particular partner.
Okay,
but no, every person is different.
I mean, I'm not saying that as a difference. So, like, the relationship you had prior, we really won't discuss that. But like, in your relationship's past, have you always wanted an open relationship, or you just?
I never thought I was gonna be in an open relationship. Honestly, I never thought that, I always saw myself as this monogamous person, but for this relationship, it makes sense for me. And also, why would you, well, for me, now looking back, why would you limit yourself to just one person?
Okay, I'll tell you why.
No. I know why, but my whole thing is, for me, I looked at it like, okay, why would you just limit yourself to just one person?
Cool. I got
when
you.
This person, like I say, especially when you've been with somebody, say, 20 years.
I'm still fucking just now.
Okay, but eventually you're going to say, like...
I won't.
Well, not always, but I won't. For most people...
I mean, this is what I'm telling these people out there. Look, if you are...
Wait, because you cut me off.
Okay.
I'm saying, for most people,
mm-hmm.
especially with people that's been married 20, 30 years, they're going to say one day, okay, this is nice, I love this person, but it would be nice to have something else.
Yeah, that's good for them. Not me. So, like, I chose this one person, I chose you for a reason. It took us this long to get to the relationship. When a relationship is happening, it's going to occur. Now we chose marriage. I told you I want just you, and you said the same thing to me. For us to last, communication happens, sex happens, and over time, we try adventurous shit. The more you have sex with a particular person, the more you get, the more sexual positions you get into, the more fun you have in bed. When you know how to have sex with one particular person, you know all the angles. You know what to do. You know, move one. You know, move two. You know, a little foreplay goes right here. You know, what's the call? A little tease. Okay, but
you don't think that's going to get born at some point?
No, not at all. I don't believe in relationships being born. That's just like saying people getting born. I'm not replacing my friendships. If you have a friend from high school or a friend from childhood, you and them have memories from when you and your parents were on the same page, when you and your parents, when y'all were in rough times. You have times where you saw your friends go through a divorce, your friend's parents go to divorce. Now you and your friend like are both in happily single to happily coupled. Both of you in a couple relationship, there's yin and yang. Same thing with relationships. Your best friend to me is my person. So if my person, my particular person, becomes my best friend, I have to tell them what's going on. You have to always be honest with your person. There are a lot of people that suffer that as a reality. So for me, over time, I'm gonna get with your boy, with your body. When we get wrinkled, I'm cool with you getting wrinkly. It's very funny because you date someone quite older. You're very graphic. You don't really like someone your age.
Actually, I have dated someone around my age.
But what I'm saying to you is, if you dated someone for 20, 30 years, you already are looking at people with those type of bodies compared to me and that person. Like, okay, I'm 31 to this person being 33. My particular person is 33. So our bodies will change over time around the same biological phase. Mm-hmm. So we'll both understand that, oh shit, we're in our 40s. Oh shit, we're in our 50s. Oh, we're in our 60s. Oh, we're both alive. Still in our 70s, 80s. I don't want to live longer than that. But if he dies before me, then I die too. My kids will understand. Daddy told him.
Whereas, what you just said is psychopathic, but okay.
What do you mean? What was psychopathic?
Anyway.
We analyzed this.
Yeah.
What was psychopathic?
That whole statement.
Us being 80s? And that if he dies before me?
You said you don't want to be alive before, after 80. Listen, my grandma always said, the years that God giveth, you appreciate. Okay.
I don't want to be in my 90s. The fuck? Ew.
The years that God giveth.
I'm cool.
You appreciate.
God understands my heart. And he knows for a while didn't want to be beyond 60. I just got to 70 and 80. Okay. I got to 70 and 80 because the person
wants
me. I'm
going to say this, and this can be, like I said, put in the history books. I want to live for as long as God giveth. Okay.
That's cool. But far as Jermaine, I listen to Calangos. I'm fancy. I, for a while, was cool with 60. It's funny because I didn't think about retirement, but me and my unconventional life.
Right, so you...
I'm cool with 80.
You want to die before you can ever retire. What
the fuck? The moral of the story is, like, my
especially
job...
Especially our generation.
But more likely, my job now is my last job now.
I know, so, but, like, our generation... Like, literally, because of Social Security and all that shit, we will be working up until age 78.
No, we won't. We are not those type of people. We are successful people. We will not. I will be retired.
Oh, I won't. I won't.
I will probably retire at 55. We're good. No. And then, we gonna get older together. I don't want to live without him or get to the point where we both see now, walking around all crazy. 90-year-olds don't move like that all the time. Great. They're success stories, but not all of them. And in my close relationship with this particular person, I see older love is beautiful. But at a certain point, God, take me. Take me now.
Shut up. This episode is over.
What do you mean? This episode is so not over. Morris, oh my God. What is messed up about that?
Okay.
Because I want to live. I'm cool with my 80s and not 90s.
I'm quitting the podcast. This is ridiculous.
You won't quit the podcast because one of us is not going to live as long. You won't be 104. You want to live 104?
I'll be at your funeral.
That's cool. Don't sing. You're tone deaf. Don't mess them
up. I do not sing.
I think it's funerals when I kill them off. They're going to cry for something.
Listen, I will be at your funeral. I will say some nice words.
Thank you.
And me and my third husband will be there.
Sounds about right. You skew very older, so you probably be like, okay, let's go for the youngins. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what's up. And you and your three kids, well, just the one that you got for one parent. Mm-hmm. You can meet Lil Jermaine Jr. and Tariqa.
What the fuck?
What?
Tariqa, what the fuck?
That's her name. Leave my daughter alone. Mm-hmm. She is beautiful.
I would not allow this. Absolutely
not. You don't know my name process.
Absolutely not.
Me and my particular person, we love him.
Yeah, you and your person, I will have their number, and we will be discussing that the name for your daughter would not be Ka-ka-ka-ka. What the fuck? No, absolutely not.
It's your Ka-ka-ka. I don't understand why people hate that name. It's a beautiful name.
Absolutely not.
I love her name. She's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love my kid. End of the day. Close relationships are a thing, and open relationships are a thing. If you are in your younger life, most of y'all don't know what y'all doing. A lot of y'all in situationships. So a lot of y'all be digging y'all in open relationships, and y'all just don't lock someone down. When you're in an open relationship, I do think there should be a lot of...
Don't come for Gen Z. Gen Z will beat you the fuck up. Don't come for them.
When I was in situationships, I've been in a lot of situationships. So, like... To anyone that's part of the LGBTQ+, y'all more likely in a lot of situationships, because like being booed up is a lot of people's goals. A lot of people rush relationships very fast. Like they rush getting into a relationship to do more stuff. Whereas learn a person in an open relationship, in a closed relationship, the goal should be always learning your partner, loving your partner, finding things to do with them, going on romantic, finding out what is romance for that particular person. Because romance to some people is way different than me. Like, for me, I'm cool with us just sitting somewhere.
No, you cool with a damn cheeseburger under candlelight and shit. Absolutely not.
Excuse you?
You disgusting.
Excuse you?
You disgusting.
All I said was Bojangles. That is chicken. That's fried chicken, southern spicy chicken.
Absolutely not.
And us having French fries. And us having the dirty of the rice.
I wish somebody would come to me, talk about something, we're having a romantic dinner, we'd be at Bojangles. You getting these
hands. I've gone to a Chinese restaurant before. So like,
was it fancy?
Actually it was, but I didn't eat
Okay,
nothing.
Okay. That's better.
Horror story was
But you take me to fucking Bojangles.
He was not
romantic dinner.
I went to one.
You catching these hands.
I went on two.
You catching these hands.
My particular person, he gonna go to Bojangles.
You catching these motherfucking hands.
I mean, I was taken to nice places on my birthday, so I'm going to treat them nice.
Some damn Bojangles, the fuck?
Excuse you, do not be doing double Bojangles. You cannot be disrespecting my bow of the giant.
Go okay, on. Listen, when I was in Charleston, because you know they only had one damn Bojangles there.
I seems like you, man.
I miss Bojangles. But you talk about taking me on a nice date, uh-huh. And we pull up the Bojangles.
You don't just pull up for Bojangles. You say, babe, what's up, babe? You'd be like,
Absolutely not.
Be romantic. And I bring you the food, and you just bring yourself. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to chill on the couch. Or we can have a little blanket. And we can go in a room that we don't really use. And we can just chill with us as vibes. Or we can go somewhere outside and just chill.
I wish a nigga would.
That's being ignorant. So you're going to be ignorant to the ignorant nigga? So a nigga is being ignorant. So what you trying? That's messed up.
No,
what's
listen.
Your kind of... So your little open relationship, what kind of romantic things you trying to do since you hating on my Bojangles?
We better be going downtown.
Downtown?
We better be going in our best dress.
Best dress.
And the menu better be popping.
First off, discomfort. No. And you eating? You in your best clothes?
Yes.
To eat?
Yes.
Not comfort?
Yes.
So you're not going to be in comfort clothes. You're going to go to dress
to the nines.
You going to dress to the nines for what reason?
Dress to the nines.
Yeah.
So So, like, Valentine's Day, that's kind of dinner I want for romantic. That's kind of dinner I want for romantic. A nice Valentine's Day dinner where you
pull out all the stops. All the stops?
All the stops.
On Valentine's Day?
Because let me tell you.
How basic. Every day is Valentine's Day.
Basic. You talk about Bojangles. That's ratchet.
That's one date.
That's ratchet. So
you mad at my one date? You mad at my one date?
I wish a nigga would.
I will get
a fucking belt and beat that nigga ass, okay?
But that's fucked up. You still gonna eat the food?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna take my belt off and I'm gonna beat his ass.
This sounds really abusive, Latara. I don't understand. You're wearing a tank top that suggests a husband beater. Are you a husband beater, Tyron?
In this scenario, yes. How the fuck you gonna take me to fucking Bojangles?
If it's Valentine's
Day,
me and my typical person asked that if we ever had celebrated that, I would not do that for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is something that we both want to do. I don't want to go all the way out. That's too much stress. Who's doing that? I'd rather just have a crab bowl at home with me and you, and we just doing what we're doing. We gonna kick it. I'm a kick it bitch. So, like, I'm going to be in total control of himself, and I'm going to kick it with you. I like doing stuff with you. We can go to the park. We can go anywhere. We can have our food wrapped it up on plates. We're gonna have our bantu little things. He particularly likes bantus. So we're gonna have our little bento boxes, and we're gonna have our food ready, and we're gonna go where we're gonna go. If it's that cold in the winter, I'm not gonna go all the way out, especially for Valentine's Day. No. Mm-hmm. Not where every day is Valentine's Day in my book.
So in conclusion, Jermaine likes raggedy. But anyway.
I'm very romantic to my I have cabin
that
ideas.
That is it for this episode.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Spotify. Uh-huh. You can find us on Apple Podcasts.
That's true.
You can find us on Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on Spreaker.
Oh, Spreaker.
Whatever the hell is it.
Spotify, Radio Public, mm-hmm. Google Podcasts. Okay, cool. Thank you to Anchor. That's where this is recorded. And you can also email us at tyjermaine@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at the Art of Sexuality Pod, individually at Mr. Chef Ty, and at Jermaine Galando.
Did you forget your name?
I did forget my name. It happens all the time. Don't forget, we have a Patreon. So you can join our Patreon. Just search The Art of Sexuality on Patreon, and you can be part of the Tic Tac crew for $5. The Slim Thick for $10, and the VIP Plus for $20. That's all for this episode. See y'all next time.